with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. After signing the Laken Riley Act, President Trump said Wednesday that he's directing the opening of a detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to hold up to 30,000 migrants who are living illegally in the United States and cannot be deported to their home countries.
This will double our capacity immediately, right? And that's a tough place to get out of. Today's signings bring us one step closer to eradicating the scourge of migrant crime in our communities once and for all.
The Laken Riley Act is named for a nursing student who was murdered while running in Georgia by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. Speaker Mike Johnson floated the possibility of working with Democrats to raise the debt ceiling ahead of including it in the GOP's reconciliation package, which Republicans hope to pass on a party-line vote. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Johnson said when asked if he had decided how to handle the thorny issue, quote, no final decision yet, but part of the decision matrix is that we're looking at the pros and cons of those various angles. Johnson shifted from his initial plan of including the debt hike in the GOP's reconciliation package because Senate Republicans didn't think it would be possible to raise the debt ceiling on a GOP-only vote. President Trump has expressed opposition to giving Democrats an opportunity to leverage wins by relying on their votes in negotiations over the borrowing limit. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ronald Reagan National Airport says that all takeoffs and landings have been halted after a crash nearby. D.C. Fire and EMS said on X Wednesday night that a small aircraft was down near the airport just outside Washington and that fire boats were on the scene. The airport said emergency personnel were responding to an aircraft incident on the airfield. This is SRN News. China's moving up the world watch list.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians compiled by Open Doors U.S. puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A U.S.-based organization is transforming the House of Auschwitz Commandant Rudolf Höss into a research center devoted to fighting anti-Semitism. The house lies next to the site of the former death camp, now the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum. The Counter-Extremism Project is setting up the Auschwitz Center on Hate Extremism and Radicalization. This is SRN News. All three markets on Wall Street dropped after the Federal Reserve's announcement that they were not cutting interest rates today. More on this story from correspondent Damian Troisi.
Stocks fell on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. The Federal Reserve held its main interest rate steady and broke a run of cuts that began in September. Treasury yields held relatively steady following the Fed's announcement, which could hint at interest rates staying on hold for a while. Lower rates would help the economy by making it cheaper for U.S. households and companies to borrow. They could also give inflation more fuel. NVIDIA sank again to continue its shaky week after DeepSeek upended the AI industry. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.